Confession. Sometimes I wished my best friend wasn't so good looking. It would make my life so much easier. Like right now. Sure, his forearms were glistening with perspiration. His guitar was slung across his back like it was an extension of his body. And yeah, his gray eyes, dark hair, and tall frame made him kind of hard to miss. But it was that secret smile, the one he saved just for me, that made him too beautiful for words. Captain gave me that smile now as he stopped in front of me.
"Anne," he said, "how's it going?" I swallowed.
"Going okay, Cap. You guys sounded really great today."
"Oh yeah? Did you like that last solo? It was inspired by you."
Oh, my heart.
"Yeah, right," I said, thinking it was a joke. "I'm serious," he shrugged. "All of my best stuff is."
And did I mention he also wrote most of the lyrics too? Captain's good looks were just an extension of his inner beauty. When I really thought about it, taking away his external gorgeousness wouldn't do any good. He'd still have that amazing heart and mind. It was why we were best friends in the first place.
"I feel like you say these things to get on my good side."
His smile grew, drawing my attention to his lips.
"Is it working?"
"Maybe," I said and forced myself to look away. What was I doing? Best friends did not ogle their friends' lips like that, even when said friend had really wonderful ones. "It was a pretty sick solo."
"I knew you'd like it," was his response.
I probably could have sat there talking to him all day. But then I might have stared too long without realizing it, and Captain might catch on to the fact that I was head over heels for him, and then he might start feeling uncomfortable around me, thus killing our friendship. That would be the worst thing ever.